stage and studio. DeMay Roberts today speaks with guests from the Colored Pencils Art and Culture Council about the Stories from Home event that features immigrant and refugee writers and musicians. Thanks for tuning in to KBOO, and thanks for joining us as members. You can do so if you're not a member. You can go to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. And here comes stage and studio.
I'm DeMay Roberts, stage and studio. Today, the second of our migration specials on immigrant and refugee artists. First up, we talk with Polo Catalani of the Colored Pencils Art and Culture Council about their upcoming event, Stories from Home. This weekend, they'll be featuring writers and musicians. We'll talk with one of the writers, Palestinian-American writer Mohammed Bader, and we'll hear from Bhutanese poet Moti Rizal, who I'm featuring as part of the migration series. So stay tuned. This is stage and studio.
My fears couldn't tame, so I could keep up with this ride. Some of my life I could sacrifice. You showed me something much more than fame, but yet could heal me from my shame. Something my pride couldn't claim, so I could keep up with this fight. So I could stick around along the way.
I'm DeMay Roberts. I'm DeMay Roberts, stage and studio. We just heard music by Parfait Basale, and you can hear his music at parfaitonline.com. He'll be playing at the Colored Pencils Art and Culture Council event, Stories from Home, and that's what we're going to be hearing about today. Joining us live is writer and arts advocate and just activist in general in our Portland community is Polo Catalani of Colored Pencils. Good morning.
Good morning, DeMay. Thank you.
And with him is author Mohammed Bader. Welcome to Stage and Studio.
Thank you.
Now, Polo, you and your co-founder and co-director, Nim Zuto, have recently worked hard for several years producing a monthly event showcasing our immigrant and refugee artists in the Portland area. And I frankly don't know how you did it. I mean, it was a monthly, huge monthly event, and sometimes right downtown. So it was a well-attended big event. And it's been a while since a Colored Pencils event, but you're coming back, I guess, and this time you're ready to do something more regular, do you think?
Let's hope so. And, you know, it wasn't actually our work. There is quite a muscular team of immigrant and refugee elders and activists putting this together every term. And we have now Anya Grindelsberger, who is a Polish sister, who is our events director. And I think that's what a regular event needs, is somebody who's very solid, very detail-oriented, and can crack whip on the 12 or 14 ethnicities, nationalities, homeless, homeowners, renters, gay, straight, lesbian, performing artists, fine artists, culinary artists that each Colored Pencils event is. So
it's
we'll
so
be fine.
Diverse and so varied, and you work quite, I don't want to say miraculously, but yeah, you really bring together a very diverse group of artists to showcase.
Thank you, DeMay.
Very diverse. And you've got Stories from Home, and that's happening this Saturday, August 16th at the Midland Library, and that's located at 805 Southeast 122nd Street in Portland. And now, am I to understand it's also part of a literacy project, too?
Yes. Nim, or Chomponut Shuto, was able to acquire this grant and negotiate a partnership with the Regional Arts and Culture Council, and then with our partner, Multnomah County Library. Librarians, DeMay, you know this, have always embraced welcomed our newcomer communities one wave after another. They've been the best teachers, the best educators, the best neighborhood centers. So Midland Library, in that tradition of welcoming and reassuring our bewildered but ridiculously optimistic newcomers, is open Saturday for Stories from Home.
Well, I wanted to say to reaffirm your shout out for librarians, because I remember once I was at an event in a library, and a woman from, you know, Southeast Asia, and I assume she was an immigrant because, you know, she came up and she said, "Can you help me?" And it was about domestic violence.
Yeah.
And so that is a center where, yes, you know, where people can go and they
learn.
Really do help.
Yes.
They really do connect.
Yes, they connect.
So, yeah, shout out for libraries in general. There are two writers and two musicians featured in this event, and I wanted to start with Mohammed Bader. Did I pronounce your name correctly? Perhaps you should say
Mohammed,
your name.
Mohammed Bader.
Bader.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Badr, Mohammed Bader, but, you know.
Yeah, well, we're trying. Yes. We're trying here.
Thank you.
You're a Palestinian-American poet, and your collection of poetry is called The Traveler, and I have it here, and it's beautiful,
Thank you.
And you have both English and Arabic in here.
Yes, correct.
Is that correct? So it really is bilingual as a book
itself.
It is.
It's some of the early poetry I wrote, of course, was in Arabic. And then as I came to this country in 1986, therefore after that I started to think more in English, so I started to write in English. And so some of the poems I also still write in Arabic because it's my native tongue, and end up translating also.
Well, you were born in East Jerusalem.
Correct, yeah.
And I would like to know, you came here in 1986, but would you tell us a little bit about your life before, what your memories of being there are?
Yeah, I lived in sort of the hub of the three religions, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, and it was about two blocks away from the Dome of the Rock, the Wailing Wall, and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. So it gave me a lot of exposure for a lot of international pilgrims and visitors and tourists. And it was such a wonderful experience. I really enjoyed being there. But as I got older, it got to be a lot more difficult because you notice the occupation, you notice the military, police, and the guns and all that stuff and the harassment. So as most teenagers, I was aspiring to just kind of leave that environment and came here to actually intern and work with an organization called Good Samaritan Ministries.
And that's what brought you here to Portland?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's heartbreaking hearing about what's happening in Gaza right now, and
yeah,
for the last few weeks. I mean, just the history of it itself, but definitely in the last few weeks. Do you still have connections with people in the region?
I have sister lives in Jerusalem, and I frequently talk with her, and she was really concerned because she was thinking that even in Jerusalem things are not going very well, and so she was kind of worried about maybe a third intifada uprising. So it's of concern. Of course, Gaza is, it's a heartbreaking, all what's going on.
Part of what the Stories from Home event is about is to bring awareness of, I guess I want to say, international events that have impacted people that are here.
Yes.
And that connection. What would you like to bring awareness to?
For me, as I chose a medium of poetry to kind of send a message to America, the West, that Palestinians, Arabs, are not all terrorists, and that we are able to express ourselves, much like Shakespeare, Yeats, Keats, Tennyson, all these great writers were able to express the range of human emotions kind of nonviolently. That there are a group of us that are engaged in a nonviolent, peaceful way of communicating. So I'd like for the world also to know us. I know that we get really frustrated, and it's easy to resort to fighting. My medium is to use art and word to express the frustration, and that's part of the poetry I write. One of the chapters I have, I call it Peace Versus War. It's a huge tug that we've experienced as Palestinians. It's a you want peace, but constantly or continually you're barraged with difficulties that makes really war cross to your mind, and the frustration of the injustice and the unfair treatment for Palestinians makes you really want to resort again to violence. And my approach is to educate and to express our humanity.
Would you read a poem for us?
Sure. And I wrote this poem. It was actually written around the Iraq war, the first one, as I was thinking about what happened and what's happening with the. A lot of times, the U.S. seems to intervene when it's to its own advantage. You know, they send their F-16s and what have you to aid. And I feel dismayed that a lot of times nobody goes to the aid of Palestinians. And so I wrote this poem. It's called The Dream. Here it goes. I trudged amidst the desert heat. Vultures crowded the sky. The heated wind slapped my face. Then I couldn't stand the heat, the vultures, and the arid land. Far away, I saw an oasis. I crawled over the sand to lean against a palm tree. In moments, I slumbered and began to dream. I dreamt that all nations knelt to the Creator. All nations recited a peace song together. All nations blended, and colors, ranks, and social statuses ended. False pride disappeared, and white pigeons formed a white flag for peace. The flag held the burden of all the nations, and the phrase beneath it said, "Freedom for all and justice forever." I woke up and had to move on. In the mirage, I saw another oasis and another dream. Amidst all, vultures, heat, and wind, I moved on with a desire and a dream, carrying an oasis in my so-called savage heart. Still, I carry a dream.
That was beautiful.
Thank you
so much for reading. That was Mohammed Bader reading from The Traveler, published by Lulu Press. And you can find his book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And at this event, I assume, he'll be reading at Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. on August 16th in Stories from Home. It's a Colored Pencils Art and Culture Council event at the Midland Library in Southeast Portland. Another writer featured there is Moti Rizal. And at the time I was wanting to feature this Colored Pencils event, I was also interviewing Bhutanese poet Moti Rizal as part of my migration series, which features immigrant and refugee artists in the Portland area. I visited with Moti Rizal to talk about his poetry and his life in a refugee camp in Nepal. And Americans know very little about Bhutan, myself included. The country bills itself as the last Shangri-La to tourists, and the king was actually on the best-dressed list in Vanity Fair this year. But in fact, the country that espouses the motto, gross national happiness, has had the highest amount of refugees in proportion to its population. In the 1990s, the government began forcing out more than 10,000 Nepali Bhutanese because they spoke a different language, wanted to maintain their culture. And Nepali Bhutanese refugee Moti Rizal writes about his life in Bhutan as a farmer and how the Bhutanese government forcibly removed him and other Nepali Bhutanese from their homes. Rizal spent 18 years as a refugee in Nepal while trying to get his land back. Here, Moti Rizal is reading a poem in Nepali, and it's being translated by Suprina Koirala, a caseworker at IRCO, the Immigration and Refugee Community Organization.
तिरस्तासनी गस्ती है गर्ने गोली छ झोलामा कोही बालबच्चा घरदेखि बिहीन भएर खोलामा कोही त लागे चिच्याउँदै रुन कोही परे पसार जनताको माथि अन्याय गर्ने कोही छैन सरकार भुटानी जनको पुछिदेऊ आँसु गालामा बगेको मानवको जस्तो मानवता पाऊ
हामी. My poem is about people getting shot and abused in Bhutan. Those people were alive in the morning and didn't exist in the evening because they would get shot, killed, or beaten up. People screamed and cried everywhere in Bhutan. After a lot of hardship, we ended up in Nepal as a refugee, where our huts would drip in the rainy seasons. When I was writing this, I had tears in my eyes. I hope the king is never satisfied because the pain of yesterday still haunts us today.
कसरी बस्नु असरा साहुन कोही कुन हिउँदा आयो कुन्झारी बादल कुन आयो साहुन फलानी आयो बचाउन जन सम्पत्ति छाडेर बस्दैछन् पापी जोता हुन् खेत शासकले बाँडेर लाग्नेछ आँसु भुटनको सरकार के भलो होला र.
That was Moti Rizal reading his poem. He'll be reading more and talking about his life as a Nepali Bhutanese refugee at the Stories from Home event. And I'm featuring some of his readings today as part of the Migrations Project on Immigrants and Refugee Artists, funded in part by the Regional Arts and Culture Council. I'd asked Moti Rizal if he still wants to return to Bhutan, and he said probably not, because he was a U.S. citizen now. But he still misses Bhutan and being a farmer. Polo, how did you come across Moti Rizal?
Our Portland Bhutanese community has done an amazing job with the help of Portland Police Bureau, Portland Fire and Rescue, Officer Neighbor Involvement, Parks and Rec, in integrating itself into the mainstream, into Portland's robust mainstream. The leadership of OBCO, Oregon Bhutanese Community of Oregon, have committed themselves to engaging in local democracy. So what where I met Guru Mokti Rizal is in community events, in engaging them in local governance. And this group, whether they speak English or not, have fully thrown themselves at getting into Portland's mainstream. Because of the work at IRCO, also their Bhutanese job counselors, they have about a 94-96% employment rate. This is astounding for a folk who've spent 20 years in a refugee camp and are not ready for urban living in America. But they are working so hard, they are crying, their hands hurt, their heads hurt, but they're going to work. They're caring for their children, dressing them well for school, and we are very, very proud of them. And Mr. Mokti Rizal is part of that crew of Bhutanese elders and activists who are making it happen.
Well, I was stunned to learn that more than 100,000 Nepali Bhutanese were expelled from the country, essentially expelled, forced out. And actually, the U.S. has the highest amount of of taking in Nepali Bhutanese.
The United States has always been a welcoming community for refugees everywhere. Of course, once resettlement takes place, the government money has never been there, but that requires us to be as ingenious
for the
and
long
communal
term,
as can be in integrating people into life of the society. And we see Muhammad's work as part of that, and the library's work as part of that this Saturday.
Well, I'd like to play just one more poem by Moti Rizal, and it's translated by Suprina Koirala from IRCO. This one is called Our Bhutan, Our Song.
कल्पिएर गीत भई दिन्छु भुटानलाई सम्झिएर बौला जस्तो हुन्छु त्यहाँको अत्याचार सम्झेर भनिदिनु पर्यो है त्यो त्यहाँको अत्याचारले गर्दा
बिकज अफ द हार्डसिप बेरिङ थ्रु टिल नाउ जस्ट थिंकिंग अबाउट द पास्ट मेक्स मी गो क्रेजी एन्ड इट हैज टर्न्ड इन्टु अ पोएम.
सागर बन्न हर थपा आँसु हाम्रो झर्यो सागर बन्न खो समुद्र यी पेसिफिकहरू जस्तो बन्न
आवर टियर्स हैज नाउ बिकम एन ओशन बिकज ऑल अफ अस हैव क्राइड दैट मच.
त्यहाँको भुटानी सबै रुँदै रुँदै हिँडेका
ऑल अफ अस लेफ्ट the country crying and screaming for help. Even though we were in Nepal and couldn't stay in Bhutan, our heart was still left behind.
त्यो खोला ती जति पानी पर्दा हुँदै होस् बा खोला ती छाँगा त्यहाँ खसेका छाँगा जस्तो हाम्रो आँसु चाहिँ कति बेर पनि
जस्ट लाइक द वाटरफल्स एन्ड रिभर्स इन भुटान आवर टियर्स वुड नेभर स्टप लिभिङ द कन्ट्री एन्ड इभन द वी वर इन क्याम्प्स इट डिडन्ट स्टप टिल देन.
यसरी हामीलाई त राति राति हिँड्नु पर्यो धेरै जङ्गलको बाटो हिँड्नु पर्यो हामीलाई डर कति भयो त्यो पनि हामीलाई केही थाहा भएन.
They were scared going back to Nepal, like they had to migrate from one place to another and they had to walk through the jungle and they were scared of people killing them or any other hardship that would come on the way. Everything is left behind in Bhutan, and we already know that we can never smile and laugh and have the same life like we did in Bhutan. When will I ever get back to Bhutan and see the flowing rivers and all the beautiful things in Bhutan?
I want to thank IRCO, the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, for connecting me with Moti Rizal. What strikes me about Portland, and I want to bring my guests back into Polo Catalani and Mohammed Bader, what strikes me is that one generally hears about Portland. There are no people of color here. You know, we hear that a lot. It's an often, it's a refrain that's often used for a lot of reasons. And yet there are so many ethnic communities here if one just seeks out events and ventures out of one's neighborhood. I want to open this up to both you, Polo, and Mohammed. What is your advice for people to find the diversity within our city?
I think Colored Pencils is a great and wonderful organization. It also, I get to learn about other minorities also and other people of color through those events. Again, like you mentioned, you know, if you seek those out, there are usually a lot of events that are put by, you know, Portland State University Multicultural Center. I know several organizations put a lot of things. You just have to seek it out and go look at it. The Arab American Community Center also puts a festivity every year. Unfortunately, this year they canceled it because of what's going on in Gaza. People did not feel like celebrating. But yeah, you can just look around, and Paula has more ideas.
Yeah, and I agree completely with you, Dime. If you wander east of 82nd Avenue, 4 out of 5 Portlanders are foreign-born. Now, within our city limits, it's 1 out of 5 foreign-born. And our public schools, about half of those children go home to ethnic minority families. So what folks are whining about is really unclear to people like you and me and Mohammed, who are having to live in these communities of nurture and actually feel quite proud about them. So yeah, you need to go a little farther than Mississippi Avenue up north, and you need to go farther east than 82nd. But we live in very segregated streams in Portland. We have about 70 ethnic streams and one very robust mainstream. And we don't eat together, we don't play together, we don't pray together. And what Mohammed has suggested is one way to start is let's go party at Colored Pencils. IRCO, I'm General Secretary and Board Legal Counsel at IRCO, has a huge volunteer effort where people, Portlanders, can use all the many things they know and all the connections they have. Portlanders are very empowered people. Here's an opportunity to help folks learn how to drive in a Safeway parking lot, and getting teenagers down to Free Geek, and teaching moms how to advocate at their schools or how to shop at Safeway. These are all things our families simply don't know as a practical matter, and settled Portlanders can settle with new Portlanders.
And we can help each other.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mohammed, would you like to read another poem? I'd love to hear one in Arabic and then for
sure.
You to read it in English. Either way.
Yeah, I have this poem. It's called Perhaps. It's a very short one, and it's about a dream of having peace.
Can you read it in Arabic?
Yeah, I'll read it both in Arabic and English. And I'll start with English and then move to Arabic. Perhaps we walk together one day. Perhaps we reach the water spring and drink the water of freedom. Perhaps we look up at the sky, blue, clear, and the atmosphere, fine. Perhaps we'll have peace one day. ربما ربما نسير معا يوما ما ربما نصل إلى النبع ونشرب مياه الحرية ربما ننظر إلى السماء زرقاء صافية والجو هادئ ربما نجد السلام يوما ما.
Would you read another one?
Yeah. Have this one's called Destiny, and it's really about Palestinians. You know, when I came to this country, I felt like stranger. And originally this book was called, the first draft, Stranger in a Strange Land, because we just felt like we can never have a place to call home. So destiny, was I supposed to be in here, in there, or somewhere, floating like an autumn leaf, having no place to call home, tossed again and again by the wind, gentle at times, fierce and destructive at others? Am I the child of man, or am I the child of morbid destiny, following my crippled path, seeking fortune and joy amidst destruction? So another one I like to read.
Oh, you
it's
want to
called,
read it in Arabic, too?
And I don't have that
oh,
one
okay.
in Arabic.
All right. Well, let's do one more.
Okay. There is one that I have both in Arabic and English, and it's called... what's that one I like to read? It's called Ahmad the Arab, and I'll read it. I'll read just a little bit, half of it. Don't ask me about my name and my address, for the night and the stars are my brothers and sisters, and the planets of the world are my companions, and the will of God protects me. I have lost my family and friends, wandering weary in this foreign land. I have asked the night to hold me beneath its wings, and the stars guided me to my eternal garden. I am Ahmad the Arab. I'm looking for a shade in the garden. I'm searching for a home and an address. I'm searching for a friend and a human, and I search for identity and citizenship, and I chase after a passport to justify in it my humanity to those who oppress me. I'll read the Arabic part. لا تسألني عن اسمي وعنواني فالليل والنجم إخواني وكواكب الدنيا ترافقني ومشيئة الله ترعاني فقدت أهلي وخلاني وهمت في بلاد الغرب أشقاني سألت الليل بجناحيه أن يطويني والنجم أرشدني إلى خلد بستاني.
Thank you so much. That was Mohammed Beda reading from his book, The Traveler, and you can find that online. But you can also go to the Stories from Home event, and that's this Saturday on August 16th at 2 p.m. at the Midland Library, and that's located at 805 Southeast 122nd Avenue in Portland. And for more info, you can visit stageandstudio.org, where I have a link to that event page, or visit coloredpencilsarts.org. And... Polo, I was just wondering, will there be more Colored Pencils events coming up after this? Are they in the works?
Yes,
planning?
I believe okay. There's one planned for October as
oh,
well.
Oh, good, 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 good. So we can expect more from that. So check out the Stories from Home event. And I want to thank both of you, Polo Catalani and Mohammed Beder. Thank you for joining me today. I have to say, on a personal level, I feel enlightened, I feel moved, and I feel inspired by what you have both have said, have done, and thank you for reading your poetry, too.
And thank you, Dime.
Thank you, Dime. Shukran, Mohammed.
Yeah, shukran.
If there's one thought you want to leave people as far as, I guess, finding the diversity here, what is it? One last thought.
Well, you don't have to look so far.
Don't have to look so far. It's right here in our city.
I mean, be open. I think a lot of times we get comfortable with the same routine we do. Be comfortable venturing out and adopting different thoughts, be open to different thoughts. And
well, thank you for using your art to to expand people, to let them know about a different perspective.
And I assure you, we will together, if you join us, eat to great excess. We will laugh like children,
food.
Cry like
There's
babies.
There's always food at these events. So that's Stories from Home, Saturday, August 16th, 2 p.m., Midland Library. And the Moti Rizal feature is part of a series on immigrant and refugee artists called Migrations, and it's funded in part by the Regional Arts and Culture Council. And you can find out more about this series on facebook.com/migrationsarts. And that's it for Stage and Studio. Thanks to engineer Tammy Dean. I'll have the show later online today at stageandstudio.org, as well as the podcast on iTunes, and like us on facebook.com/stage_studio. Tweet me @stage_studio. Till next time, I'm Dime Roberts. We're going out with more music by Parfait Basali, who will be at this event and will be performing Saturday 2 p.m. Stories from Home event. Find out more about him at parfaitonline.com.
I say goodbye, bid farewell to this crippling pride. How I long for this ride, free at last from this love for my life. Maybe now I'll thrive as I live for the greater.
Stay tuned next for Art Focus with your host, Joseph Gallivan, after the following announcement.
KBOO is getting ready for our annual book and record sale coming soon, and we are accepting donations now. The sale will be held sometime this fall at the Volunteers of America building, 537 Southeast Alder Street in Portland. The book and record sale is a great way to help contribute to your community. So do us and yourself a favor. Clear out those books, comics, DVDs, VHS tapes, LPs, and CDs collecting dust around your abode and bring them down to the station, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, during our business hours. Got questions? Contact Jesse at 503-231-8032, extension 213, or online via email, volunteer@kboo.org. Remember, the stuff that you're sick of, others may treasure. Turn your clutter into cash for your community radio station, KBOO.
Have a go. I'd like to be a gallery. Put you all inside my show. Andy Warhol looks a scream. Have him on my wall.
My name's Joseph Gallivan, and you're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Radio. My guest this week is Nicola Lopez. Her show, Forecasting an Impossibly Possible Tomorrow, is on now at the Elizabeth Leach Gallery through September the 27th. Welcome to KBOO, Nicola.
Thank you.
So you printed a lot of silkscreen on mylar, which is thin plastic material, semi-transparent. And when you walk into the gallery, on the left,